The Army's mission is to fight and win the nation's wars. Sometimes soldiers bleed in service of that mission. For many years, researchers at the Army Institute of Surgical Research have concentrated on what they call compensatory reserve. That is, how much blood loss a person can sustain and the body still compensate. Now, in concert with the FDA, the Army has developed a new device that can help prevent battlefield deaths. Joining me with more, Dr. Victor Convertino, senior scientist at the Institute. Dr. Convertino, good to have you on.
It's great to be on. Thank you.
So blood loss obviously has always been an issue for the Army, for the armed services, and there have been lots of developments in staunching the flow of blood, different types of packs and so forth. What you've done, though, is something in a different area of blood loss. Tell us what you've been working on.
Well, the challenge, as you indicated, is that hemorrhage is the number one cause of death on the battlefield, and more importantly, it's the number one cause of preventable death because of the fact that the body has the capability of compensating for blood loss. What that means is that it's able to maintain normal blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation in the blood, all of these vital signs that are normally measured on our current monitors. And what that does is it misleads medics, paramedics, and physicians that a patient looks stable and is okay. And so we recognize that as well as it's recognized in the clinical literature that we needed to measure parameters that reflect compensation and not those outcomes that are maintained stable and are fooling individuals. So that's what we aim to do, and we were able to identify that measuring simple blood flow or blood pressure waveforms basically gave us all that information.
In other words, we can all give a pint of blood and get up and walk away and go home and be fine, but that's so far so good type of thinking. In
that's
the case
correct.
Of when there's an open wound, then there's a point at which there's no return.
Correct. So we're okay when we give a unit of blood because it's a volume that we can compensate for. But by the way, there are some individuals who stand up and they faint because they don't have a great amount of compensation. And so their reserve, which we call the compensatory reserve, isn't as great as others. So it's not so much how much blood somebody loses, but how well they're able to compensate.
The point then, for your purposes, is to know exactly when the person is about to reach that point. And there's a word for that, I guess, hemorrhagic shock. Correct?
That's correct.
What does the device do then?
So the device is a it was developed in collaboration with a couple of robotics engineers from the University of Colorado. So these are people that build robots, and the way they build robots so that robots know not to bump into a wall or are able to interpret words so that they can talk with you is that they use very advanced mathematics called machine learning. They actually develop what they call algorithms. These are capabilities that the machine actually can learn its environment. And in this case, we applied it to a output by the body, the arterial waveform. And so it takes different characteristics of the waveform and how it changes during hemorrhage, and it's able to say, this is where the individual patient is who is bleeding right now. Here's how close they are to shock. Pretty incredible type of technology.
We're speaking with Dr. Victor Convertino, senior scientist at the Army Institute of Surgical Research. And is this something that is put like on the chest, like a paddles, or is it something, how does it work physically?
We have actually developed it so that we have it on a very simple pulse oximeter. These are the little clip devices that anybody who goes into the hospital, they put it on your finger, and normally they put it on your finger to get a pulse rate and the amount of oxygen that the blood is carrying. It also turns out, though, that this creates a signal of a waveform, and that waveform takes all of the information of all the compensation that's going on, all these mechanisms such as increases in heart rate, the constriction of the vessels, breathing, everything is in the features of these waveforms, and this machine learning capability is able to diagnose them and give us the information that we need as to where an individual is close to shock.
Suppose someone is injured in the extremities in their hands. Can you put it on a toe?
Good question. And the answer is yes, it can go on other. They have oximeters for the ear. They have them for the forehead, and they have them for over muscles such as the forearm. So we're looking at all these types of sensor capability so that we aren't limited to something like, as you've just indicated, where we don't have any.
Is this something that will be migrated into commercial medicine and therefore you need the FDA as a partner here?
Yes. Yeah, so the idea is that this is simply a software. It's a computer software that could actually be integrated into any device, any medical monitor that has the capability of generating a waveform. That's what we need. The secret is in the waveform.
Given the amount of information that is in this waveform, can it be used for other conditions than approaching hemorrhagic shock?
That's, again, a great question. And the answer is absolutely. We have found that it it changes and tracks very well dehydrated state. Individuals who have low volume because they've been in the heat for a long period of time and haven't replaced their fluids. We have an example that we've published on a case study where it was used as feedback during cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR, during cardiac arrest. It can be used for anything that relates to the body and its ability to compensate for blood volume that helps get oxygen to the tissue.
As a program, this will be something that you'll deploy throughout the Army. And then the partners with whom you developed it, they'll be able to commercialize it?
That's correct.
And what is the state of it at this point with respect to having it out, say, in Kaiser Permanente or something?
So the first approval by or clearance by the FDA is on a device that it basically, again, is your pulse oximeter, your little clip that goes on the finger that sends the waveforms via Bluetooth to a tablet. That is the first marketable product that can be sold, but now that that has been cleared, that can become what is known as a predicate, something that can be used now to the FDA to put this on other devices. So it can open up a whole market of different possibilities of monitoring individuals who are in states of compromise because of loss in body fluids and volume.
Sounds like something every EMT crew in the country would want.
So I can tell you I have spoken at a number of EMS conferences, and the one comment that comes across in the evaluations is, when can we have this? They all see the great value of it.
Dr. Victor Convertino is a senior scientist at the Army Institute of Surgical Research at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. Thanks so much for joining me.
It's been my pleasure.